Week 4, Sunday, Evening Prayer 2. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Holy God, we praise thy name. Lord of all, we bow before thee. All on earth thy sceptre own, all in heaven above adore thee. Infinite thy vast domain, everlasting is thy reign. Hark the loud celestial hymn, angel choirs above are raising, cherubim and seraphim in unceasing chorus praising. Fill the heavens with sweet accord, holy, holy, holy Lord. Holy Father, Holy Son, Holy Spirit, three we name thee, while in essence only one, undivided God, we claim thee, and adoring bend the knee, while we own the mystery. Spare thy people, Lord, we pray, by a thousand snares surrounded. Keep us without sin today, never let us be confounded. Lo, I put my trust in thee, never, Lord, abandon me. In holy splendour I begot you before the dawn. Psalm 109. The Lord's revelation to my master, sit on my right, your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Sion your sceptre of power, rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountains, from the womb before the dawn I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The Master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In holy splendour I begot you before the dawn. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they shall have their fill. Psalm 111. Happy the man who fears the Lord, who takes delight in all his commands. His sons will be powerful on earth, the children of the upright are blessed. Riches and wealth are in his house, his justice stands firm forever. He is a light in the darkness for the upright, he is generous, merciful, and just. The good man takes pity and lends. He conducts his affairs with honour. The just man will never waver. He will be remembered forever. He has no fear of evil news. With a firm heart he trusts in the Lord. With a steadfast heart he will not fear. He will see the downfall of his foes. Open-handed he gives to the poor. His justice stands firm forever. His head will be raised in glory. The wicked man sees and is angry, grinds his teeth and fades away. The desire of the wicked leads to doom. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they shall have their fill. Praise God, all you his servants, both great and small. A canticle based on Revelation 19. Salvation and glory and power belong to our God. His judgments are true and just. Praise our God, all you his servants, you who fear him, small and great. The Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory. The marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Praise God, all you his servants, both great and small. A reading from Hebrews 12. What you have come to is Mount Sion, and the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, where the millions of angels have gathered for the festival, with the whole church in which everyone is a firstborn son, a citizen of heaven. You have come to God himself, the supreme judge, and been placed with the spirits of the saints who have been made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator who brings a new covenant and a blood for purification which pleads more insistently than Abel's. Responsory: Great is our Lord, great is his might. Great is our Lord, great is his might. His wisdom can never be measured. Great is our Lord, great is his might. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Great is our Lord, great is his might. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness, henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. Intercessions. In the Church, God has made known to us his hidden purpose, to make all things one in Christ. Let us pray that his will be done. Father, unite all things in Christ. We give you thanks for the presence and power of your Spirit in the Church. Give us the will to search for unity and inspire us to pray and work together. Father, unite all things in Christ. We give thanks for all whose work proclaims your love. Help us to serve the communities in whose life we share. Father, unite all things in Christ. Father, care for all who serve the Church as ministers of your word and sacraments. May they bring your whole family to the unity for which Christ prayed. Father, unite all things in Christ. Your people have known the ravages of war and hatred. Grant that they may know the peace left by your Son. Father, unite all things in Christ. Fulfill the hopes of those who sleep in your peace. Bring them to that final resurrection when you will be all in all. Father, unite all things in Christ. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Almighty God, ruler of all things in heaven and on earth, listen favourably to the prayer of your people and grant us your peace in our day. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.